Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner
Rob Parker,
and we're coming to you live from the TireRack.com studio.
We'll do it live.
TireRack.com will help you get there. They've got an unmatched selection, fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com is the way tire buying should be, and this right here, The Odd Couple, is the way sports talk radio should be. So keep it locked here on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or Sirius XM Channel 83, however you may be listening. With that said, let me welcome in my partner, Rob Parker. What's up, man?
What's happening, Mr. Chris Broussard? How are you?
I am fantastic. How are you?
Great on this Magic City Monday. Had a nice, relaxing weekend, and ready to go for this another week here on The Odd Couple, and just feeling a lot more relaxed, Chris, than I have in past weeks. It feels good.
Really?
Yeah.
Just because you didn't do anything on the
weekend?
Yeah,
you know what I mean? I didn't go anywhere. I didn't travel. You know, I travel a lot, and I kind of hang out a lot. It was just a nice, relaxing weekend, and feel good. Feel great.
Good. Same here. So let's get this party started. Nah, man, I just chilled. Saturday, I did go to a wedding. Shout out to my man, Reggie DeVille, me and his new wife, Martha.
Okay. How old is he? Is he your age
or
young?
I want to say 44.
Okay, so they're younger than you. Yeah.
Member of the King Movement and younger.
First marriage?
First marriage.
44. Wow.
Yep. Yeah.
Very beautiful.
Yeah, it was a nice wedding. It was a lot of fun.
Did they serve rubber chicken or no? The chicken breast?
No, chicken was actually good. Have chicken, actually. It was, what I have? Halibut.
Halibut, okay.
Baked halibut. Yeah.
Nice, so, nice spread. I'm always conscious of that, you know, because of the party I'm having in Vegas. And I've been to so many bad weddings where the food, and when I say bad, the food is bad,
right,
Chris. So just, you know that, where they just, so I'm trying to not have that.
You turning it out in L.A.?
You mean in Vegas?
I'm sorry, in Vegas. Yeah,
I'm trying to have a memorable birthday party. That's what. If you're gonna come to Las Vegas for me, I gotta show you a good time. That's how I look at it.
Okay, that sounds good to me.
You might even wind up getting drunk at the wedding. At the party.
Nah, I can't do that.
All right.
I might have a glass or something.
All right, that's it.
Can
you have a little champagne with me?
I'll drink a little alcohol.
Okay,
yeah, get drunk.
All right.
But I'm looking forward to it, man. So let's introduce the iCouple crew. Super producer Rob G is in the house. of course, running things on the ones and twos. The DJ Alex Teichert, a.k.a. Alex the Vegan. Yes, he is here, and we are glad. On the updates, our man Steve DeSager. And social media, Elijah Sabunya, the one and the only. All right, Rob, great weekend of football. A lot of big games. We talked about it on Friday, and they didn't disappoint. There were some really good games. But let's start with the nightcap. Sunday night was Buffalo and Cincinnati. And not to our surprise, you and I both picked Cincinnati to win this game. And they did, 24-18. So now, Rob, believe it or not, the Buffalo Bills of Josh Allen are now 5-4. And get this, Rob, if the playoffs started today, they wouldn't make it. They would be, they're the ninth seed right there now. They're actually behind the New York Jets. The Jets obviously play tonight against the Chargers. They could lose that and tie it up. But they have the, at this moment, they'd have the tiebreaker over Buffalo. So the Bills, very disappointing, but obviously a lot of season left. What is your takeaway from what we have seen from these Buffalo Bills, who a lot of people had either going to the Super Bowl or at least being a serious contender?
Now, Chris, I'm not going to be here and do this, Monday morning quarterback and all that kind of stuff, because you know this because we talked about it on the show. And I told you I was out of on the Buffalo Bills. Didn't I tell you that before the season started, that I didn't like the way that their season ended? I didn't like the bickering in the offseason. I just thought something's not right there.
Right.
The way they lost last year, Chris, gave me a bad taste in my mouth. And we were singing their praises when they started off the season, when they felt like they scored 1,000,000 points in the first two games. You remember that? And they were like, my God,
great.
You can't stop them. And at that time, we didn't know the Rams were bad, right? And they blew out the Rams, who had won the Super Bowl in L.A.
Right.
But Chris Broussard, I'm here to tell you, right here, right now, the Buffalo Bills are officially dead.
Oh, gosh. They're
the
witches?
Buffalo Bills are dead.
So what do you, when you say dead, what do you mean dead?
Chris.
They won't make the playoffs?
I had them as a wild card. I'm going to say they do not, N-O-T, make the playoffs.
Wow.
And that window, Chris, of them winning a Super Bowl has officially closed. Like they had, and you know this, everybody in the NFL felt like this team got something going. It's just a matter of time, right, before that they get there and they win a Super Bowl. Even last year, as much as you like Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs, you didn't pick them. Didn't you pick Buffalo last year?
I picked Buffalo at least to reach the Super Bowl.
But my point is, but you picked them over Kansas City. That's how much you liked them. Yeah. I know you don't feel the same way about them. And I've already had my reservations at the start of the season, and I didn't believe that they were still that team, and now I'm more convinced than ever. And then I'm not being a prisoner of the moment. Oh, they lost a game, and now he's writing them off. I've been saying this all year. Something is amiss. But I'm just saying, I haven't been feeling good about them.
Right.
But here's just another example. How is this team 5-4, Chris? How? Something is terribly wrong. I can't tell you exactly, but if I was to put my finger on it, I'd have to wash it. Because it stinks.
Oh,
that's where the Buffalo Bills are now. Alex, you know what they are? They are officially dead.
Okay. I know, Rob, when you talked to Alex before the show about doing that, it sounded like it would be funny in your mind.
No, they're dead.
But it's not. It sounded like ding it would be dong, a great
the Buffalo
idea.
Bills are dead.
This is gonna kill.
Ding dong, but the Bills are dead. That, the Bills are dead. The Bills are dead. Ding dong, the Buffalo Bills are dead. They're not.
Oh, the chorus is enough. You don't have to go on.
Ding
with
ding dong, the Buffalo Bills
verses.
Are dead.
You don't have to kick
ding
bars.
Dong,
let me con.
Wait, let me
comment on this. My gosh.
Dong, the Buffalo Bills are dead.
This isn't a TV theme. So
they're not
so
going
Thursday.
To the Super oh, Bowl.
Rob,
they're not
G,
going
get,
to the
get
Super
control
Bowl.
Of this
they're
madness.
Not going to the Super Bowl.
All right. I don't think the Bills. I am not yet ready to write them out of the playoffs. I do agree with you. The Super Bowl window, they don't look good. They look like a team that at best will make the playoffs and then get beat. Cincinnati's just better. They're a bad matchup for Buffalo. Kansas City, I think, would take care of them, although Kansas City's offense has been struggling. Baltimore is better. They're playing great football. Those are the three real contenders, I believe, in the AFC. I think Miami's cute. They're fun. They're style, but I don't see much substance there as far as them being a legit Super Bowl contender. Here's the thing. Now, with Buffalo's window, you don't mean with Josh Allen, period. You just mean this group of the Bills. Like, they're going to have to make – I think, Rob, as long as he's there, they're going to – kind of the window is open, so to speak. I agree that this team, I don't think, is going to get it done. But I think, you know, like, he's your franchise quarterback. You got to rebuild around him. But I think, like, he's a guy that can win a Super Bowl. I believe that.
I'm going to say that I just don't believe that they're going to win a Super Bowl. They had a guy named Jim Kelly in Buffalo, Chris, that went to the Super Bowl four times in a row.
Right.
And they never won. And I'm not putting Josh Allen. I know it's different. They throw the football way more than they did during that time. I'm going to tell you that I don't believe that they'll win a Super Bowl in Buffalo, even with him
period.
There. I just don't.
Okay.
If you haven't won it with the group that they had assembled and what they had and what they were doing to teams, I just go, well, really? Like they didn't even get, they didn't even sniff it with the group they had.
They got close to the Super Bowl. Remember they lost to Kansas City on that game where Mahomes drove down the field in 13 seconds.
AFC Championship game?
That was the second round,
that's
I believe.
That's divisional round, Chris. Yeah, yeah. That's what I'm
but
saying.
But that was the eventual. So was that a year Kansas City? No, Kansas City lost to Cincinnati
right.
that year.
All
right?
I'm saying is they haven't even been there.
But they've been in the top three. Look, they've got some injuries on defense. Rob, you know, I did not like them giving the contract extension to Sean McDermott. And I think he's a good coach. He has turned that – when he got there, Buffalo had made – I think they had made the playoffs like once in nearly two decades. And he turned them around and made them a perennial super – or perennial playoff team. But I don't know that he's the guy to get them over the hump. You know, sometimes a guy can get you there and get you close and turn your program around – and make you legitimate and all that, but he's not the guy to get you over the hump and take you all the way to the promised land. Now, he's a good coach, so if they don't get rid of him, Rob, they got to look at, I think, Ken Dorsey, the offensive coordinator. I think their offense is too Josh Allen-centric. And if you're in Buffalo, why in the world do you not run the football? You should, as a cold weather team, or at least in a cold weather city, you should be able to run the football. And you should be able to bully people. That should be your style. And then Josh, obviously, with his arm and everything, would just take you to another level. So I think their approach has been a bit off. So at the very least, I'd move on from Ken Dorsey if this continues. But they got problems on both sides of the ball.
And can I give you this, Chris? The past five games, they're allowing teams to score an average of 22 points a game. Here's the bad part. The offense has scored 25 or more only once during that stretch. That high-powered offense has stalled.
And a lot of times, Rob, they don't score until late. You know, they'll come back and have a rally late in the game that makes it look
like
they
put points
up.
In the game, right.
Right. So there's some – and this team, Rob, feels like a powder keg. If you listen to Josh Allen, I know he's just being asked these questions, but every time he talks after a loss, it feels like a referendum on the team and the state of the franchise.
Right, not just this game and we lost and we'll move on. Because that's the pressure that they're feeling, the expectations.
Right.
Like
right.
Everybody knows, right. Chris, that the time has come. Like they were supposed to be here already. They're late for dinner. That's where they are.
Very late, very late. All right, 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in. Rob Parker says the Bills will not make the playoffs. I'm not ready to go that far.
They're dead.
But dead. Both of us feel like they're not getting to the Super Bowl. That's for darn sure. They're not even a major contender in the AFC. What are your thoughts? 877-99 on Fox. It's Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
He's Mike Harmon. I'm Dan Byer. We have a brand new fantasy football podcast called I Want Your Flex. Twice a week, every Tuesday and Friday, we come up with new episodes to not only look back at what happened, what you need to do at that minute, and also look ahead of what's coming up in the fantasy football world.
That's right, Dan. Every week, we're going to scour the waiver wire to find the pickups to turbo boost your fantasy lineup. It starts fantasy football players rankings to get you ready to dominate the competition.
Listen to I Want Your Flex with Mike Harmon and me, Dan Byer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right. Game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
All right, this is the Odd Couple. Chris Broussard, Rob Parker live from the TireRack.com studios. We're brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. You can get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place is a wonderful thing. Bundle and save at Progressive.com. Also, test your skills on Prize Picks this football season for a fun way to win up to 25 times your cash. Prize Picks, daily fantasy sports made easy. Visit prizepicks.com/odd100 and use code ODD100 for a first deposit match up to $100 today. 877-99 on Fox. Do you agree with Rob? The Buffalo Bills are dead, meaning they will not reach the playoffs. Your thoughts? Odd Couple.
Gabriel in Tucson, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up? What you got?
I'm a diehard Bills fan, but I agree with you. We're going to make the playoffs, but not a deep run. And there's something deeply wrong with the team, and I think it all goes back to the playoff game in 2022 with the Kansas City Chiefs at 13 seconds. It all goes back to that.
Mm-hmm. That's so interesting you say that.
Wow. Mm. Now, why do you say it goes back to that?
Because when you're so close to dethroning the champion and then you pretty much blow it, you know, in an almost impossible fashion, that weighs on you.
And yeah. There's something wrong with this team, too, this year, Gabriel. What are you, I don't know. I didn't feel good about the team before the season, and I don't feel any better about them. I feel worse about them. But thanks for the call. Appreciate your honesty.
Firing Leslie Frazier didn't help.
Yeah, no, that's another good one.
That
you're right.
That certainly didn't. Nope.
Tyler in Idaho, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Tyler?
Hey, I'll tell you guys what it is, diehard Bills fan. I agree a little bit with what that guy said, but what it is the coaching. 13 seconds was blown by coaching. No squib kick.
Yep.
Play prevent.
You
got to
eat that. Absolutely.
Get full speed. That's how that happens. And not running the football. We had 8 rushes in an NFL football game last night with our running backs. 8 runs. On an NFL football game.
That's you can't do that.
You're right. And
Chris,
look,
you said that earlier. They don't run the football.
And were
That's
you?
Terrible,
I
That's
did
it.
Not see why they needed to extend McDermott.
No,
let it play out.
He's a defensive coach, but I'll
right.
tell you, it goes back to it's Ken Dorsey's a shell of Brian Daboll. Brian Daboll had the exact same things. We had flash, and some games we looked really good, but he abandoned the run all the time. We never had a run game with Daboll. Everybody thought he was an offensive genius. He's in the Giants now. He had one good season last year. Look at the Giants this year.
Awful. It's awful.
Awful. And Ken Dorsey's the exact same guy. He came off that.
I think he's even worse.
Thanks,
but
Tyler.
I hear you. I don't know if these guys get enamored with Josh Allen. Honestly, it's almost like they get enamored with his talent and want to put everything on his shoulders.
You can't do that. You can't become one-dimensional. I don't care who you are. You got to mix it up, Chris. And when you don't do that, you put yourself in a situation where you're predictable. And
you
then
see
they
Kansas
just
City runs. Even when Kansas City was clicking offensively over the years, they still would run the ball.
At least attempt to run the ball.
You have to. You got to, like, keep the defenses honest.
Albert,
no question about it.
In Honolulu, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Albert?
Oh, what's up, fellas? Thank you for taking my call.
No doubt.
I definitely agree with you, Rob. Bill's window is definitely closed, but I definitely have to agree with you as well there, Chris. As far as the coaching is definitely a big problem. They have definitely become too Josh Allen-centric. They're relying on Josh Allen to save the day whenever they're struggling. But Josh Allen, he's a good quarterback, not a great quarterback, not great enough to overcome some of the deficiencies that they have in the coaching staff. That's putting them, you know, behind the eight ball, basically. But, yeah,
yep.
I think that's pretty much it.
I'm not going to argue. What are we going to argue about? Why?
Right. Right.
The proof is in the pudding, Chris, and it doesn't taste good.
No, it doesn't. All right, it is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. Rob, I said it. This is the guy I would have taken in the draft, number one. But even I didn't expect this. There's a new star in the NFL. We'll get to that next.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
The Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, live from the TireRack.com studios. And listen, folks, test your skills on Prize Picks this football season for a fun way to win up to 25 times your cash. Prize Picks. Daily fantasy sports made easy. Visit prizepicks.com /odd100 and use code ODD100 for a first deposit match up to $100 today. Rob, you and I talked about this with Joe Burrow, how, you know, we're not saying that the surrounding players, the offensive line, the coaching staff, the organization, all that, we're not saying that doesn't matter. Okay, it does. But there, at quarterback, sometimes, Rob, the star quarterbacks, the ones who are really going to be elite, that stuff, they're able to overcome that typically. And Joe Burrow is one example. I mean, that team, Cincinnati, was so bad. It seems like almost everybody, Rob, except us, was saying he shouldn't even go there. We said, well, if you're that guy, go there and make him better. And he did. Second year, he had him in the Super Bowl. Tom Brady, Rob. Everybody forgets this because of the 20-year run. That team was bad when he took it over. They had won 5 games the year before with a Pro Bowl quarterback, Drew Bledsoe. Then they started off 0-2. He takes over, and the rest is history. They win the Super Bowl that year. And now, Rob, I'm not saying he's those guys, but what a start for the rookie quarterback out of Ohio State, C.J. Stroud. Rob, yesterday, he not only did he throw 5 touchdowns and for 470 yards with a 147.8 passer rating. I think 154.8 is the great best you can get. And not only did he do all that, Rob, but with his team down after Baker Mayfield, I'm going to give Baker credit. Baker led a drive through what looked like it was going to be the game-winning touchdown. And then C.J. Stroud, again, the rookie, gets the ball with how much time he have left, Rob? He had like 46. Tampa scored the touchdown with 46 seconds left. All right? He marches him down the field and now doesn't get a field goal. Gets a touchdown because that's what they needed. And wins 39-37. Now, Rob, Houston, which has been a mess the last few years, is 4-4. And C.J. Stroud, Rob, is – here's what I'm going to say. And I meant to lead it off this way. I don't think – he's not an MVP candidate at this point. Okay? However, Rob – who's the leading MVP candidate, right? I don't mean the odds, but like if you had to pick, it's hard. I don't think anyone has fully taken the reins of the MVP race. Do you?
No, it's changing. It's fluid.
Even as it's fluid, there was a guy.
Fluid. No, I agree with that.
You know this. Every week I was like, oh, he's got the lead right now. It was Tyreek. It was Micah. It was Tua, it was Mahomes, it was, you know, somebody had the lead. Is there a guy now that you feel like, I don't know who, I mean, I know they've got the odds. I think it still might be Tua.
Well, right now, Stroud is 66-1. So if you go down and bet $10,000 and he wins the MVP, you're going to be in great shape.
Well, Rob, he's third in the NFL in passing yards per game. He's 7th in total touchdown passes with 14. He's first, Rob, in interceptions, 7th with 14. He's got 1 interception, 1. And he's 4th in passer rating, 102.9. And statistically, check this out, he's the best deep ball thrower in the NFL as far as completion percentage over expected. That's one of those advanced stats. But look, I'm not saying he should be the front runner now. What I am saying, though, Rob, and this might be unrealistic, but heck, I didn't think they'd be 4-4 at this point either. But Rob, if they could win 11 games, again, might be unrealistic. They won 11 games, I think he'd be right there. I mean, like, right near the top. Unless a Mahomes or Burrow. I think Burrow, Rob, is ascending.
I think
healthy.
Chris, I was going to say, Joe Burrow, if you want to pick somebody and what he's done
like
with
a dark horse or something.
What he's done with the Bengals to turn everything around after the slow start and whatnot. Rob G, you got the current odds. What are they saying in Vegas?
Well, quickly, the Joe Burrow situation. As recently as a week and a half ago, you could have got Joe Burrow at 20-1. He's dropped all the way down to 9-1.
That's what I'm saying. Like, he's moving.
So where,
Chris,
is he ranked? What's the top five?
The top five, you know, it varies spot to spot, but the consensus seems to be Mahomes, Hurts, Lamar, Tua, Burrow.
Yeah.
So Tua's falling all the way to fourth?
Yes.
Wow. Which is fair. I think he should.
Well, it goes, if you remember, like, just in these conversations, I know one week you like Micah Parsons after the first Cowboys first two starts, right?
Yeah.
First two.
First one or two, yeah.
Yep. And then after that, who did you like?
At one point, I liked McCaffrey.
McCaffrey, you liked that. And then you were even willing to have a conversation about
Purdy.
And then he had that one bad game, or what, and now it's been three, but he started that one bad game. And my point is that's what's happened. And even with Stroud, what he's done, Chris, fantastic game. No one's trying to poo-poo or discount it. But if he has an off game or something, it takes you right out of – would you admit that, right? Right?
Well,
like almost,
certainly it takes you, when you're 4-4.
Right, and like, when you don't have a track record big enough – like Mahomes, they only scored 14 points. He's still going to be there because they believe that there's a chance that he can play better over the next five or six, turn it on, put up some big numbers, and still the MVP. Whereas if Stroud has three interceptions next week, no one's talking about McCaffrey.
And
has,
he already is in.
No, he's not
again,
in that conversation.
Four, but
he's 66 to one.
Right.
He's 66 to one. He's not realistically. If you were doing that, you would be making a donation to Las Vegas to build another tower. I mean, that's all you would be doing.
Right.
Lamar Mitchell would be happy.
Mahomes, because Mahomes was my pick in the preseason, and I think right now, Rob, he's number one because you're right. People do feel like, look, it's a projection, right? So he's got 8 weeks to become Patrick Mahomes, the one we know. And so right now, he is probably the safe pick. I wouldn't say he's the MVP at this moment.
No,
again,
I agree.
I don't know who you – I mean, honestly, I would like – Lamar would be more in the hunt to me.
Lamar and
but
Joe
Burrow.
But
he's only got nine passing touchdowns.
Right, but Lamar and some of the wins that they've had, I don't know, Lamar and
it
Joe –
It might be Hurts.
And Joe Burrow. Well, Hurts, I think, Chris –
because Burrow can't right now because of the slow start.
But Hurts, I think you look at Hurts and he's come on, but he started slow too.
Himself.
Yeah, he started slow.
Not as bad as Burrow, but
at least with Burrow, he was hurt. Like
it's totally was like that's like, why I think he's got time. I don't think he could win it right now, Rob. Like
No. But he has time because of that. People want to take that and like his first two games already didn't play that well. Whatever it was, two or three, they'd be like he was hurt. And as soon as he was healthy, boom.
That's going to help his narrative.
Yes, it will.
Hurts has a narrative. I mean, he's banged up, but he's playing. And we really don't know, it's not too serious to keep him out, but what is going on with his knee? We just know that it's not, 100%. We don't know how bad it is and what he's playing through. But that, I don't know if it's this close, Rob. Does that help Hurts? I agree. I think Burrow's a guy to watch right now. Because even though he had the several weeks of poor play, people know it was the injury.
And now they're looking at what they're doing, right? Like that went over Buffalo, Chris. That was a big game.
Rob, their last three wins, Seattle, San Francisco, and Buffalo.
Who's better than that? Who's playing better than that right now? Nobody.
That's big time. That's big time. All right. It's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. Rob likes to brag about Shekel City. But guess who won? In the pigskin pickoff this week. That's right. 3-2 was me. 2-3 was Rob. Bring those bongos in. He walking away. He don't want to hear the truth. You can't handle the truth. Shekel City. And in it, Monday Night Football preview is next. Fox Sports Radio. The Odd Couple.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
iCouple live from the TireRack.com studios. Test your skills, folks, on Prize Picks this football season for a fun way to win up to 25 times your cash. Prize Picks, daily fantasy sports made easy. Visit PrizePicks.com/ODD100 and use the code ODD100, odd100, for a first deposit match up to $100 today. Shekel City is now.
Two, Shekel City, the home base for Rob Parker's daily picks against the spread.
All right, Chris, here we go. A little Shekel City. Let's do it. Chris, tonight's Shekel City is my anti-New York special. Anti-New York special. I got the Chargers -3.5 at the Jets. That's my best bet. I'm taking the Bucks -4.5 at the Brooklyn Nets. And I'm taking the Clippers +1.5 against the New York Knickerbockers. The Knickerbockers.
Wow, it is anti-New York.
That's an anti-Chris. Three of them. You can't say I'm a homer. I was born there, but I see through clear glasses. I'm not like Rob G, who got Laker color glasses on, okay? I can look at something honestly and give you my take. Here we go once again, the anti-New York special tonight. Chargers -3.5, best bet. Bucks -4.5 at Brooklyn. And the Clippers at the Knicks at Madison Square Garden +1.5. And the game has just started in New York. 10-8 Clippers. And remember, Chris, I'm not telling you who to bet on. I'm telling you who I bet on.
Yep. I'm thinking the Jets can pull off an upset tonight.
Okay.
I'm thinking they can. We'll see.
I'm just going to say that. Mine is based on, not a lot of people say home underdog and all that. I'm based on, Chris, strictly, I don't believe they're going to win four games in a row with a quarterback. They got three offensive touchdowns the last three games. I just don't think you could keep winning like that.
Well, it's going to be tough, but this defense is the worst in the league. somehow with Khalil Mack and, you know, Joey Bosa and Derwin James. That's the Brandon Staley effect.
Well, but that, yeah, but they're lucky because the Jets' offense is awful. I mean, that's
right,
the thing.
So something's got to give.
That's what
Something's got to give tonight. All right, Rob G., the game we're talking about, come on and explain what's the latest with Aaron Rodgers, because a lot of people are intrigued by what they've seen tonight.
Yeah, the game is secondary at this point, because I don't know if you guys know this or if you've been on Twitter or watching the broadcast at all, but Aaron Rodgers has stolen the show yet again. Now, the last time we saw the Jets, Aaron Rodgers was famously, during the warm-ups, just throwing the ball around with the receiver and a receiving coach, and no limp, didn't look like. He was firing it well enough. You know, you would consider that he just had Achilles surgery. But during all of those situations, when he was in the locker room or on the sidelines, he was either walking with crutches or he was being transported on the cart, most times on the cart. Well, tonight in Los Angeles at SoFi, Aaron Rodgers walked into the building, no limp, no crutches, no cart, shaking hands, kissing babies, as Rob Parker would say. And it got people speculating that we could see Aaron Rodgers back on the field relatively soon.
Now, that game, though, you say walking, it's here. It's in New York, that game, right?
You mean, I thought it was at Los Angeles.
No,
New York?
No, it's in New York.
Okay, well, he walked in New York, yes.
Yeah, it's in Jersey.
He was in Los Angeles over the weekend.
He was at the Breeders' Cup.
Yes.
Yeah, because my buddy Darren Haynes, who works for KCBS, he interviewed him. I saw it, yeah.
So do you know if he was with crutches at the Breeders' Cup?
No, he was not, Chris. From what I saw, I saw no crutches, but he was at the Breeders' Cup. So he's getting around.
I mean, look, if he was cleared by doctors, Rob, I mean legitimately cleared somehow, right? And if he was not at a health risk or anything, I mean, I'd love to see it. I guess everybody would, right? You'd love to see him come back, but it just doesn't seem realistic. Who is it? Akers came back after 5 months. That was the quickest.
Chris, it's also like there's a big difference between walking around and playing in the NFL. We know what the physicality and making moves and cuts, you know, like all kinds of your footing. Like there's a big difference. So him walking around, I'll give you that. You look at it and say, okay, yeah, but you don't know that he could actually get back out there.
No,
and if I'm the Jets,
I'm
the worst thing in the world, Chris, is to rush him back, and then he gets hurt, and he's out next season too. Like that.
That's why
I wouldn't do it.
If he came back, I think it would be totally on him. Like I would imagine the Jets don't want him to come back.
I wouldn't allow him to come back because of what could happen to set the franchise back. I would just say, Aaron, I'm sorry. I want you to come back fully healthy. We'll wait. Do not do this. There's no reason to push yourself here. If you get hurt again, you're 39 years old,
you're
Chris.
Done.
You're done. You can't do it. You're done.
All right, iCouple, we got 2 hours left. We are not done. Keep it locked. Fox Sports Radio. iCouple.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, We've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.